A reading from the prophet Isaiah. On that day, they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace. In peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it to the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. The word of the Lord. The image of a rock is very popular in Scripture. In fact, we see it here today in both passages from the prophet Isaiah, which was just read, as well as the Gospel according to Matthew, where Jesus compares a wise man to one who builds his house, his being, his life on a rock. And there are many passages, I'm sure you can think of some, ones that come to me off the hand are Moses at the burning bush. Well, it was not only a burning bush, it was a solid rock, a mammoth rock of Sinai when you see pictures of it. So God was showing his fidelity, his steadfastness. Then we have when Moses led the Hebrews across the Red Sea into freedom. They set up pillars and rocks as a remembrance, as did Joshua when he brought the people finally into the promised land when they crossed the Jordan. They set up memorial stones as a remembrance of what God had done. And this is common not only among the chosen people, but among many, many, many peoples. And the Holy Land itself, if you've ever been there, you know it's a place full of rocks. They're everywhere. No wonder, you know, if they wanted to beat on somebody, they just didn't use their hands. They just knelt down and picked up a rock because they're everywhere. In fact, we all live on a rock. Our planet Earth is a massive rock, in a sense. It's a moving rock. When I was growing up, my dad was a geologist, and they studied rock formations. He used his studies to find oil. And as children, we loved rocks, especially the unusual ones. And when we would take a trip, we'd always stop at this place called the Rockhound Museum. Rocks can be death-dealing or life-giving, just like water. Today, currently, there are various volcanoes that are smoking and threatening to erupt in Mexico and Bali and different places. What is it that they spew out? They spew out a molten liquid that is fiery and burns and kills and smothers. Yet this molten liquid is really stone, rock. And when it dries and when it becomes calm again, it's a very porous, extremely light stone. I remember growing up near Mexico City, there was a whole area that had been a lava area, and it was lush with green vegetation. And many of the stones in the Aztec pyramids were cut out of this lava rock, this molten rock that had solidified and cooled and died. And even though it had been death dealing when it was hot, it becomes, as I say, a source of lush vegetation. The little holes in it hold the water, and then seeds are dropped or float through the air, and grass comes up. They say that even in the United States, where Mount Helena erupted some years ago, now it's a rich forest area. St. Paul tells us in one of his letters to the Corinthians that Christ is our rock, and that we are to build our lives on Jesus, who is the rock, that our faith should be as solid and firm as a rock. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus founded his church on the rock of Peter. So the rock is a deeply scriptural image. It's a deeply ecclesial or church image. But what can it say to us today for our spiritual lives? Well, I'm sure you can think of many ideas for your own personal life, but just a few come to me I'd like to share. First of all, in the time of temptation, we need a rock. And Jesus, Mary, the saints, our guardian angel, or whomever we like to pray for help, they can be our rock during this Advent season. And we can cling to them to save us from the temptation that is bothering us, and not to give in, to help us be strong like they are, like the rock of faith. A second approach is seeing the rock of the church as that firm foundation upon which we can build our lives and find stability and certainty in a hectic world of change, in a world that's really sand, as Jesus told us. It seems to just be crumbling beneath us. Everything seems to be crumbling and collapsing. But faith in the solidity of the church, the promise that Jesus would always be with us and send this Holy Spirit, is that rock that can make us strong. And the third idea is that we can rest beside the rock of God. We can find our refuge and our comfort, our strength and our peace. We can lean against the rock that is God, that is Christ. Or we can climb up on top of the rock to look to see if we can see our way in the future. We can rest in its shadows from the heat of the battle, the spiritual battle. So today, let's really look to God, to Christ, to the church, to the saints, to our faith as rock solid, something that we can trust in this world of unending change.